Okay, Rebbe. So I'd like to discuss a topic that's brought in the poskim. Interesting shaila about there's a discussion about the first night of Rosh Hashanah regarding if somebody did not say Hamelech HaKadosh the first night of Rosh Hashanah. As we know, that the halacha is during the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva that starts with the first night of Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, we say Hamelech HaKadosh. And we normally assume the halacha, if you said Hakel HaKadosh by mistake, instead of Hamelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei, unless you corrected yourself right away, Tochadei Dibur. So the pashas is, so it should be the same thing the first night. Why should the first night be different? So there's a famous Chayyadam. The famous Chayyadam. On page 3. That he says over from one of the Dayanim from Vilna. In the middle, first word in line is Shayomar. You see where it says Shayomar? In the middle. Vagon Morena Rav Abula Pozviler. So he was this big Tam Chacham. You know, it's interesting, Rav Hoffman's course of Chafetz Chaim said, you know, he was probably a big Gaon and said so many things, and people, the only thing they know him about is this one thing about Hakel HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. So that's but it's not true, because as Rav Hoffman has pointed out, the Machon Yerushalayim subsequently published a whole Sefer this big. But even with after the Sefer is published, the only thing people really know about him is that psak from the first night. But but he made it into the Chayyadim. That's pretty good. So he said, "Amar kan din mechudish. Shim ta b'lo Rosh Hashanah v'lo Amar Hamelech HaKadosh. Einu tzarech lachzer. Kedin ta b'lo hizkir yalav v'yavav b'lo Rosh Chodesh." Whereas by Rosh Chodesh, what's the halacha? You're supposed to say Yalav Yavo in the Shmon Esrei. And what if you didn't say Yalav Yavo? You forgot, so you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But at night, you don't. Right? The night of Rosh Chodesh, if you forget, you don't have to. Because she'ein mekachim is a Chodesh balayla. Because, in other words, to make something Rosh Chodesh, so Bezdin has to accept the Eidim. They have to come and accept the Eidim. And if the Eidim, now if the Eidim come the night before, we don't accept them till the morning. So we only mekadish the chodesh by yom. So since ein mekadishim is a chodesh balayla, so on Rosh Hashanah, so same thing like Rosh Chodesh, because what is Rosh Hashanah? It's like Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so to speak. Even though we never speak about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's Rosh Hashanah. Ein mekadishim chodesh balayla. In kein gam balel Rosh Hashanah. Hadin Kain, Shein Tzarech Lachzer. Just like if you forgot Yalav Yovo the first night, so on any Rosh Chodesh, so you don't repeat, right? So too, if you forget Hamelech HaKadosh the first night, also not. That's his contribution here. So what do you say? Do you like this pshat?
Doesn't he follow the Chiddush also?
Chiddush means he said something that no one ever said before.
Right.
If you say something that no one ever said before, that's a chiddush.
Right.
Now the question is, should we pass it like the chiddush? Should we not pass it like the chiddush? So, do you like this comparison that he made to the Yalav Yavo, or is it?
Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh
Chodesh. Yeah, but we don't say that Hamelech every Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's specific din on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
So I would say that no, I went and learned from Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, at the same time,
the timing was.
And the timing wise, I mean, we still did learn in a previous packet that Pleistel is judged during the day. So it could be a valid comparison on the being judged during the day.
Oh, very good. You mechavin to the G'day Lechroinim. You mechavin to who? The Binyan Shlomo, the Shlomo Koin of Vilna. And you mechavin to Rav Moshe. So Rav Eitan Ve'an Shlita was mechavin, and he wants to say like this. Then you have to tell me if you're saying what the Chayyadim saying, but he's saying a new idea that since the din of Rosh Hashanah, well, what's the concept of a Melech HaKadosh? Is the din, is mana din. So the din only starts by Yom. So therefore, since the din didn't start yet, so b'meila, maybe the concept of saying HaMelech is not likuva at night, because the din is only by Yom, just like we said last week. Right, that's a different svara. That's a different svara. Are you happy with that svara?
What is the judgment not to do? Isn't Malchus a coronation more than it is like a din?
Yeah, but in other words, the reason why he's always the Melech, right? So the concept that he's on Rosh Hashanah we say a Melech, and throughout the Sefer Mitzvah is this, that's his man that he's actually actively judging, and during a Sefer Mitzvah we could hapech the din, etc. So it is, you know.
But Rosh Hashanah is different dinam. There's different dinam. Like, not, if I forget to blow the shofar or something like at night, like some other din, like, I'm not going to like go to look at Rosh Chodesh dinam to understand Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so let's see. Let's go slowly. So let's see first the Gemara in Brachas on page 1, Lamed Amud Beis. And this is the source of the halacha by Rosh Chodesh. So it says, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav Tov, Elo Hiskir, Shel Rosh Chodesh, Arvis, Ein Machzir, and so, Lufin She Ein Bezden, Mekachim, Tzachodesh, Elo Bayom. Right? So even though, Tachi, we say it, L'chatchila, but it's not likuva. As the Maisa, even though Ein Beis in the Kachim Sechodesh Shalom Vayom, we still say it, but it's not likuva. So take a look in the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 2. There's Rabbeinu Yonah. So even Kachim Sechodesh Shalom Vayom, Siv Tzikul B'chodesh Shabbat, Siv Basik Chodesh Shal, Siv Dino B'chodesh Mishpat. In other words, when it comes to say Yontif, a regular Yontif, a Shabbos, if you didn't say Shal Shabbos Balayla, so of course you're not Yotze. It's Shabbos. The night before is also Shabbos. So then, Rabbeinu Yonah himself now is going to say something. The Eastern Mefarshi Dafke B'Shal Yom Tovah, but beyond the Shalosh Hashanah, came she tole Rosh Chodesh Yom Tovah Loiskei Shal Yom Tov Ba'arvis Ein Machzir Osel Rosh Chodesh Dainimile. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, you think it's Rav Abel? Where do you think Rav Abel got it from? So they point out this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that say you said the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't say. You don't mention Rosh Hashanah at all. You said regular week of Shmoneh Esrei, Sunday night of Rosh, first night of Yontif. So he says, if you would do that on a regular Yontif, you wouldn't say the Shmoneh Esrei for Yontif. You wouldn't be Yotzi. You wouldn't say the Shmoneh Esrei for Shabbos. You wouldn't be Yotzi. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Rosh Hashanah is a din Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, just like by Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh Malayla, you Yotzi. So too, if you didn't mention Rosh Hashanah, you also Yotze, see? So he's the one who makes the breakthrough. Menuchal Lomot Lomash Ha'afa Pi Shatoli Barash Chodesh Kim She Yontif U'mitzis Yontif Alim Etzvei Sheish Ba'isu Melachem Mashenki Barash Chodesh. But then on the other hand, he says maybe it's different because it's a Yontif, it's a Tzitzim Melachem Barash Chodesh only has to do with Tfilah. So then he said, but then he backs out of it. First he says maybe it's like Rosh Chodesh, but then he says no, because the Maisa Rosh Hashanah is Yontif, and we keep it B'Torah Zavada Yontif. I mean, when there was, you know, there was real Eidim that come, they didn't know whether it was going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So they still didn't do Malacha, because maybe L'mafreya it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. But L'maisa, Lamaisa today, we know it's Vada Yontif, we treat it as Vada Yontif. So he thinks, so first Rabbeinu Yona said he thinks you should compare it to Rosh Chodesh. And then he says he thinks not. So that's, so Chora, according to the way he says it, it's come out at the end of the day, not like Rav Abba. Now, if you want to see the Rav Abba inside, so there's a Sefer Be'er Avraham that Machon Yerushalayim put out. It's like it's like you know what folio is in the library. You know folios in the library, the big things, the folio, tall sarm. So this is like tall, thick Sefer. So they have what they call Likutei Nascha de Rabbi Abba. They call it. Nascha de Rabbi Abba is a famous sugya in Gemara and Shavuos. So it's a play on words, because it's like Nascha is what, like a silver bar. So he's saying that like the nuggets, the silver nuggets of Rabbi Abba Postvela, they call it Likutei Nascha de Rabbi Abba. So they quote. So in that Sefer, so they quote this. So in the footnote, he says that, you know, it's very nice that what he said, but he's against the maskon of the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's footnote 12. Rabbim Tomer Rabbeinu, Dishtamit Mlei, Divrei Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, who said not that way. So then he quotes the Binyan Shlomo. Etc. So let's see. So there is a famous Beis Halevi on page 7. And the Beis Halevi basically says the same thing as the Shaar Tzion. He says like this. Mashakosh b'sefer Chai Adam Hilchas Tefila Din Mechudish Din Lo Amar HaMelech HaKadosh Ba'arvis Laila Rishon Shoroshon Eimach Din Oso Kimo Yalev Yavo Eimach Mekachim Chodosh Ba'layla Da Desvar Zul Lo Shaykh El Bispal Tefila Shal Chol Lagamri. He says like this. So this is like, he says like this. You know, even Rabbeinu Yonah, in his first thing, he doesn't think would say like this, because like this. If you say the weekday Shemon Esrei, the night of Rosh Hashanah, I can understand. So you're treating it like it's not Rosh Hashanah l'gabei tefillah. So I understand. But here, if you already said the Yontif Shmona Esrei, then of course you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, which also will be a stira. So that's his taina. You see, when Rabbeinu Yonah was talking about the case, he wanted to know, what's it then if you say the week of Shmona Esrei, the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Are you okay or not? So first he says maybe yes, then he says maybe no. So maybe, according to the Havamina, the Rav Abba will be right, according to Maskana, maybe not. But Beis Halevi is saying, no, either way, even if you say like he thought originally, but that was talking about when you said you went the full 9 yards, you said a full weekday Shemon Esrei. So if you say a full weekday Shemon Esrei, and you said a Kel HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, I could understand. But here, it's a stira, Menei Umei, because you're saying a Yontif Dikah Shemon Esrei, and then you're saying a Kel HaKadosh. He says, God, as far as you go, Shachel, Mispal, Tfil, Shachol, Gamre. I will Mispal, Shor, Shon, I will Omer, Amel, Chachon, Shvadei, the Chosin, the Shachel, as far as you, Nim, Kain, Hayolo, Mispal, Shachol. And this same idea is written by the Shaar HaTzion on page 8. He quotes the Chayyadim in the bottom, the Shem John Moreno Rav, Rabbi Abla Hasnella, Shem Tabla Rosh Hashanah, Lom, and Melch Kod, Shem Tzarek Lachzer. When he is died, he alone here, the Zahaya Shaykh Rachim Mims Pal Chol. So he says the same. He says, Dafta, Talmide, Rabbein Yon, Mistapik, Nefshad Yosef, Mishal Chol, B'dyevet, Al-Hatir, Al-Hatir, the same. Okay, I don't know. I'm not totally convinced that the. If you want to say the whole thing is wrong, it's wrong. But maybe you. I mean, so that's the question. In other words, could you? You see, if you say this din, what the Binyan Shlomo says and Rav Moshe says about it's a din, that the din didn't start yet, like you said, Eitan. So then maybe you could say, it is Rosh Hashanah, but it's not this mandin yet. So it makes sense. It's not necessarily a stira. But if you're working with the Rav Abela, Rav Abela wasn't working with the din aspect. Rav Abela was working more with the concept of Eimekachim as Chodesh Balayla. So Lagabi Tefila, that it's not Likuva, the idea. So then, I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily. So you happen to say. I'm not so convinced that it has to be, that it's all or nothing. What the Beis Halevi and the Shaar Tzion said. In other words, if you want to say the whole thing is not true because it doesn't have Gidrei Rosh Chodesh, because it's a Yontif, so then the whole thing is not true. But if you already did say Tefillah of Yontif, okay, maybe. So now, the source of that halacha that we saw last week, Pasuk in Tehillim, Tikkun B'chol Shovar B'Kesnim Hakeinu, Yichok Yisrael Nishpa Le'Yakov. And the Gemara says, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah, page 11, Tikkun B'chol Shovar B'Kesnim Hakeinu, Eizachar Shachodesh Niskasimo, Havi Omer Zer Rosh Hashanah. Because B'Kesa means the month that is covered up. So which is the month that the moon is covered up? All the holidays are usually in the middle of the month. You see a full moon. But here, it's covered up. So that's Rosh Hashanah. Tanu Rabbanan, third line, Kichok Yisrael Mishpah Le'ekov, L'am Yishayim Bezen Shalmala Nechnosim Udin, L'am Kheitshu Bezen Shalmata Zachodesh. And the Bezen Shalmala doesn't start to judge until Bezen Shalmata was Mekadosh L'chodesh. But since they're only Mekadosh L'chodesh in the daytime, that means even if Edim would come at night, we wouldn't accept them. We'd say, come back tomorrow morning. So then the din doesn't start. That's what Eitan said. It's interesting, there's a... There's another thing I never paid attention to. There's a famous Mishnah in Megillah on the Chochom Aleph on page 13. In Karmis and Megillah, Velo Lomalin, Velo Tovlin, Velo Mazin, Achetaini Tzachama. Kulam Shalom Shalom Rashacha Kasha. Means that anything you do in the daytime, you can do from Alos Hashacha. But Machatchil, you have to wait till Neit Tzachama. Because Rashi says if you're going to do it from Alos Hashacha, you maybe made a mistake. Yeah. People aren't so, who knows when Alos Hashach is? It's hard to know. Neitz Hachama, you see the sun. So it's there. Hold the ball, see the ball. So that's why the Chatchila, you should always do, wait till Neitz Hachama. If you make the bris, you can't make it before Neitz Hachama, the Chatchila. If you did it before Neitz Hachama, as long as they have Alos Hashach, you're Yotze. Because you're not Yotze at night. That's why, I follow the Pre-Chodesh. What does the Pre-Chodesh say? That for davening Shmon Esrei, you can l'chachili, you can daven Shmon Esrei, when? From Misha Yakir. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they always brought the Korbanos. Tamish Hashach was always brought l'chachili before Neitz Hachama. So why did they do that? So they did that. So therefore, Shmon Esrei can't be more chomer than what they did with the Korbanos. So it's a funny type of thing that they did such a thing. But Moshe has a tshuva. Is it tshuva? Where's the tshuva? There's two tshuvas. No, not that tshuva. Page 25. Jake, I want you to look up page 25. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Who did he write the tshuva to?
Jake.
Not the Greenblatt. So in this tshuva, he develops an idea that sometimes on page 26, Ashkechan Odov Godol Shanin Higu Lachatchila Shiyasu Rakedin Have Diyevid. That certain things we do Lachatchila, we follow the Diyevid Lachatchila, like the Beis Hamikdash. They brought the Karbanos, the Korban Tamid, before Netzach Hama. Even though normally at Mitzvah B'day you're supposed to do for Netzach Hama, they did that Lachatchila. Shiyasu Rakedin So the Prechadish says that's why you daven the 630 minyan. So sometimes during the year that's going to be before Netzach Hama Shmon Esrei. So it's Somech and the Prechadish. The only time I'm not Somech and the Prechadish, well, I'm not being Somech, that I, well, the two times what? Chanukah and Sukkos. Why? So Chanukah, a lot of times it happens by Chanukah, the 630 minyan, they get to Shmon Esrei before Netzach Hama. That's okay, but then the problem is Hallel. You're not supposed to say that before Netzach Hama, L'chadchila. So I can wait with the Hallel, say it later. But it's not such a great thing to do because you could forget to say Hallel, and so maybe it's because and Sukkos also. I don't daven with the earlier minyan on Sukkos. Because Sukkos you can't hide. You can hide not saying Hallel. And then say it later. But Sukkos, everyone's with their Lulav and Esrog, you're not going to be taking it. So then I'll daven in Dombrov. So they start like 10 to 7. So then they'll make Netzach Hama.
Why specifically those two problems?
Because there's a mitzvah besides Tefillah, there's another mitzvah that goes along with it that doesn't have the cool of the Pre-Chadosh.
Halal?
Well, Rosh Chodesh Hallel is just a minute. Here, Hallel is...
What was Megillah and Purim?
Megillah and Purim would be the same thing, but usually it's not a... Usually the time we get to... The minyan I daven here is a Nasi minyan, a Sikhan minyan, so that means when they got to Shmon Ezra, a Sikhan, so the time they're going to get to the Megillah, it's going to be... But in the Chanukah, it would be the same concept. Oh, so he says another. So he says, who says this? I never noticed it. Rav Moshe says another interest. Rav Moshe is a tshuva about this thing, Rav Avla. Should we pass like Rav Avla? So before we get to what he says, he points out another interesting point, Rav Moshe. And that is, the same thing of Rav Avla maybe applies if you daven Shacharis in the morning on Rosh Hashanah before Netzach Hama. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to do Lachatchila, not judge before Netzach Hama. Right? He's a Lachatchila person. Lahavdil, you know, I mean, so Rav Moshe in the tshuva.
Would it be possible that with Rav Avla, if there is a time where there is judgment going on, like say in Israel, even though it's night time there, but in Israel it's already daytime, there already is judgment.
More from what by us. Well, look at page 18. It says in Moshe and the Igros Moshe, "L'masha biyarki nimta to mispal shachas Rosh Hashanah kodem aneitzach hama." The shachal omer amelach hakodesh lo yachzer. The double Rosh Chodesh shachozim mishum deviyavin kodeshim shalom amol hakodesh. Aval kevin shalachatil l'tzarich l'kadesh shachozish tavchach aneitz. Chol dover shachach biyom vaday lo kitchu meolam kodem aneitz. Im kei meila lo nichtzu bezin shalmal din anachar aneitz. But he says that much he doesn't think. Even though he has as far to say not, but he says mistabish shechozer. The aim mechalek mishah hayom came into b'din yom gam korban. He says one thing you want to say rababel at night. To extend it to the daytime is a little bit stretch. Even though, and Rav Moshe says that same thing. This, in other words, this idea that Eitan Van was mechadish is in the Bin Yishlom here, page 15. So he says, you know, it's like the Kichoch Yisrael, Ein Bezen Shal Mal, Nimsa, Dei Maschil Dim Rosh Hashanah, Arach Bayom. So based on that, the Rav Abba was very good. Right? And Rav Moshe, on page 17, says the same thing. In other words, he says that Rav Abba would agree that what Rabbeinu Yonah said in the end, that if you daven a weekday Shemon Esrei on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you're not Yotze. Because Lamaisa, it's Yontif. But only Lagabi, the one prat, the Kel and the Melech, that one prat, he thinks that you could be Yotze. Because of the same idea, because there's no din till the morning. And that's what Rav Eitan Van Shlita was a Mecharish on his own. Now let me show you. So hopefully it shouldn't happen to you.
We should repeat it if it doesn't.
We'll see. We're not finished yet. We're not finished. So Moshe Feinstein, you know, supports him. So he passes it. He says, "Nimtzal adin shim lo hiskir shel yontav b'arvus chozer." Vim hiskir shel yontav rachlomar malach chozer sheino chozer. Rav Moshe Feinstein, page 17. He passes like Rav Abba. Rav Moshe Feinstein passing like Rav Abba. So if somebody comes over to you and says, "You can be soymech on Rav Abba," because Rav Moshe Feinstein passes like that. Now let me show you. There's another point here. And that is, there is a Gemara Brachas on page 19. The verse says, "V'amar Rabba b'chinen asab b'mishmei d'rav kol hashana kula adam isparlo hakel hakadosh melech hoiv tztachu mishpat chut v'yasar yom yishom v'yashom v'yom kippur shem isparlo melech hakadosh v'melech hamishpat." Vezer omer afilu omer hakel hakadosh yotza. So Vezer says he yotza even with hakel hakadosh. So the question is Tadakama, what does he hold? He says you're supposed to say hamelech hakadosh. But does he say it's likuva? So as Rabbi Lozer says, it's not likuva. Rabbi Lozer says it's not likuva. But Tanakama, what does he say? Right, so we normally paskin that he's saying it is likuva. That's how we assume that it's likuva, right? That if you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're not Yotze. Except for the opinion of the Rav Yoh. Before we see the Rav Yoh, look on page 20 in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Chav Dalet on the base. So the verse says here, in the middle of the page, on page 20, Chavdal Amar Alf, last word of the one is Yomim. Yomim Sheish Behen Korban Musaf. Kigon Rosh Chodesh, Cholomoyin, Arvin Shach, and Mincham is Palash Mon Esrei, the Omer Mein Hamora, Bavoda. But the days that are Korban Musaf, you have to say Yala V'Yavo, and if you don't say it, you have to repeat. Yomim Sheish Behen Korban Musaf, right? Then you don't repeat. So says the Rav Yoh on page 21. This is a good Rav Yoh to know, even though it's not the way we really bring in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a good Rav Yoh to know. To have in your back pocket, just in case you need to pull it out. You know, he says, "Kaimelon kol yimos hashanim smal al makelkol shemelchol tzedakol mishpat chutz me'ansar pe'tshuva shemal melchol shemelchol mishpat." Baskinen Hilchasa Kirava. So Rav is who? Rav is the one who said. Rabba. So you're supposed to say Melech HaKadosh, right? So he says a chiddush. He says you don't have to go back for Kel HaKadosh, Melech HaKadosh. You don't have to go back. Why? He says, don't say like Moshe Dechter. That Rav Loza said, you're not Yotze, is Mashra, and you are Yotze, Mashra Tanakam says, you're not Yotze, if you say, you don't say Melech HaKadosh. He says, no, everyone agrees you're Yotze. The Kaimalon, because it's Yom Mishayim Hem Korban Musaf. Right? You don't say Korban Musaf during this, well, while Sarah's made Tshuva. So he's saying that even though there's the way you say the Rav is saying, Chachili used to say have Melech HaKadosh, and Tanakam is saying you can do, and the next opinion says Rav Loza anything you want, but everyone agrees you don't have to go back, and therefore he says that you never have to go back. That's the Shita. We don't pass like that in Shulchan Aruch. We pass you go back for a Kelim. But he's, what's his svara? Because it's not Yomim Sheyesh Behem Korban Musaf.
Or Rosh Hashanah?
No. Rosh Hashanah is Korban Musaf, but this Azkara has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah per se. Because it's the same thing we're saying during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So it's not, that part of the Shemoneh Esrei has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah per se. It's part of Shemoneh Esrei, we'll say it, even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So that's not coming because of Rosh Hashanah. It's coming because of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you don't bring a Korban Musaf every day to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So that's a good Rav Yoh. I like this Rav Yoh. Because a lot of people, but in Lamaisa, you know, Lamaisa is not what we really pass. So the question is, why don't we pass it like this Rav Yoh? What's wrong with the Rav Yoh? Is it a great svar, Rav Yoh? So why don't we pass it like that? So let's look at the Mordechai on page 22. Mordechai says, "Came Shal Yotzik Shomer Akel Kolik Sharach Zachzov Yam Zachreinu." Yesh Posim Sharach Zachzov Him Michamocha. So he's quoting the Mordechai. But Lamai said we don't follow the Mordechai. So why don't we follow the Mordechai? So there's a piece here from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Who was Rav Shmuel Rozovsky? Yeah, he was a big Magid Shir of Shivan Panovich. So they have Zichron Shmuel, different Torahs from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. So basically, he quotes the Mordechai here on top of page 23 and left top, page 23. You Mordechai, maybe she does a rift. The Mama Kel HaKadosh says to me, "Tshuva Sarach La." So the question is, "Yesh Poskim D'Gam B'Lo Amar Zachreinu?" Yeah. He calls to Mordechai. So he calls to Rav Yoh. And he calls to Rabbala on the bottom. He calls to Hashem Rabbala. He calls our good friend Rabbala. So what's the problem here? So he says that it's totally the following. There's certain things that are part of the actual nusach tefillah, and certain things are like inserts. Like Yalav Yavo, it's an insert, right? But certain things are not inserts, they're part of the actual nusach tefillah. So this concept of the musaf is different, maybe that's only by inserts. So the Rav Yoh is learning that a Melech HaKadosh is like an insert. But maybe we hold it's not an insert. It's part of the etzem. That's how some explain that it's not just an insert. It's part of the etzem nusach tefillah. This is Rabbi Hirsch said from the Rav Soloveitchik's son, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that it's a shamanim and b'deishet tovah chachamim. So with that whole concept of nachzir and not nachzir and toloy and whether it's. I mean, his thing over here of Shmuel Rozovsky is about, you know, if you forgot Melech HaKadosh and Mincha and Yom Kippur, so they have to do Tashlumim by Marv. That's all Shiloh from Tosis and Brachas, because by Marv you're not saying Melech HaKadosh anyway. So that's the whole discussion, whether it's just a Askara or is it a part of the Etzem Nusach. It was part of the Etzem Nusach. It's like he didn't daven. It's just an Askara, so then but later on you're not going to escape the Askara, so then there's nothing to repeat. So Ramais, the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh are saying this Chiddush, that you don't have to repeat. And in the Gemara they never meant you should repeat it. Because what I was just saying, the Machlokas in the Gemara was, well, the Chathila, you have to say Melech HaKadosh. The whole machlokes is only the Chathila, but the Eved, everyone agrees it's okay. That's the Rav Yoh. And in Shulchan Aruch we say not. Because we assume, like Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik put that, it's part of the Nusach. What do you think is appropriate to use that Gemara in Shabbos of Dalet to Melech HaKadosh or not? You understand, because there the Lashon HaGemara is that if you Yom She'ein, where is it? Yeah, page 20. He says Yom She'ish Mem Korban Mitzvah Ve'omer Mein Hamora of Avoda. He spoke about Mein Hamora. He spoke about it like Yalav Yavo. He Lo Amar Machzir or so.
Which is an insert.
Right, it's Mein Hamora. The question is this called Main Hamora? This is not Main Hamora, it's a different type.
What happens if you missed the actual bracha on the fast day? Is that
Etzem
Tefillah?
What's the bracha? Anenu.
Yeah.
Well, we put Anenu in Shemei Tefillah.
Not the Chazan.
Yeah, that's a separate question of the Chazan. But for us, it's not. It's just an insert. But inserts sometimes are makif, sometimes not. But if there's not a din of Korban Musaf, then it's not makif. Okay, that we have to see. But Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yortzeit shiur. Rav Soloveitchik is, I used to go to them. I was here when he, you know, in Lamport Auditorium, like 4 or 5 hours, Yortzeit shiur. It's unbelievable. Like people would sit for 4 or 5 hours. Because he had the command, you know, like Reuben Feinstein said, he had that command of presenting. And he would give the whole airport auditorium was packed, and they would type it into the Old Base Medrash and the Morg Shul. And twice a year he gave Gimel Shvat for his father in Yiddish, and then for his mother, and then he had another one for three people together, his mother, brother, and wife. They all died in the same year. He sat Shiva 3 times 1 year. Because of these three people. Triple Shivan 1 year. So then he gave another Yortzeit shiur for those people. That was in English. So his thing is he has a Masorah from his father that we shouldn't paskin like Rav Abba Lapozvela. And there's a whole long shiur to try to explain why we should not pass the mic. So we're not going to do the whole long shiur because it took 5 hours to give. I was not at this one, but let's just see the on page 30. We'll look at the last 10 seconds of it. These are Haras of Abel Posvila, Shevenu, Shem Chayodim, the Pesach Dorenu, Eno Ola, Bechone Echad, and Yisodas Halacha. Kol Dina Shorav, Ever Rosh Kodesh, Bo Ein Tfiyas Arvis, Mizakes, Kal Kedushas Hayom, Has Kevis, Mimusof, Yalav Yom, and Emarat, Halosh Shem Kvias. Yalav Yom was when, only when they made the Kvias. Tfiyach Malayla, Shem Pulas Kvias, Mizkayemis, it's not as much Ein Chosrim. From Rabbi Olam Lomar, Shein Halayla, Nitpas, Bechalos Rosh Kodesh. Because it's still Rosh Kodesh. It says you don't do the kvias, you don't makadish. So therefore you say yeah, love yolo lachatchila, but it's not likuva. Achshav shanu kovi moadim opi acheshkon. So you know, in suffering we got imam le lo shkodesh yesh bo kedushas hayom. Lo machmas kvias achodesh. Im ken shol his kias yom zikron o lo amar malcha achodesh. But if you say like this, the two aspects. Is what is Rosh Chodesh? At night it is Rosh Chodesh. Once the Eidim will come in the daytime, it was Rosh Chodesh. But there's no Kvias, you won't Koveya it. So he says that, so what he means to say is by Yalav Yavo you don't have to repeat because. There's no Kvias Balayla. I'll call him. So there's no kvias by Laila. Only kvias by Yom. But for the holidays, the kvias of the holidays is based on the cheshbon. So we have kvias even by Laila for the holidays. So we have kvias by Laila even for the holidays. So therefore, see, the whole idea is that we don't repeat it because there's no kvias. It's Rosh Chodesh at night, but there's no kvias. You're not koveyed by night. So therefore, l'chatchila, you say Yalav Yavo, but the other is not makif. That's by Rosh Chodesh. But by the holidays, what's the kvias of the holiday? We don't have a bezin mikovey anymore. It's the calendar. So why don't you say, I don't fully understand what the chiluk is that he's saying. Basically, he's saying it's the Kedushas Hayom of the day, and the Kedushas Hayom by the day, you have at night, so therefore, if you don't say Melcha Kodosh, you have to repeat. The certain things we say are b'tor kedushas hayom, and certain things we say b'tor kviyas achodesh. So he says that yalav yavo is the kviyas achodesh. So therefore, there's no kviyas achodesh. So that's not makif. Chatzil we say it because the bais is Rosh Chodesh. But Bachshav Shana Kovim Bodim Opia Cheshkon, and in Suffolk we got my middle of Lashkodesh, Kedushas Hayom, in Kodd Vorm Kiyonzi Gomer, here's a Haskars Maravis Babitur Haskars Atzma Shal Kedushas Hayom. So he's saying that it's Kedushas Hayom, it's not a din in the Kvias. Yalav Yom is a din in Kvias. But Amalach HaKodesh and everything that's a din of. To be maskir kedushas hayom. So by Yalav Yom, you can say there's no kvias balayla, but because Yalav Yom was said to be koveya, so it's only likuva, but it's not one kvias. But okay, these other things are not in kedushas hayom, not in kvias achodesh. So therefore, kedushas hayom is even balayla. So he didn't like the comparison. So Mekitsa, he said not to. So the Farfanis on page 31, what does he say? No, I just quoted him what he said, what the Chafetz Chaim wrote on page 20-32. He says, "Kedai laskei madomer Chafetz Chaim, the zaris lamchaber mahatik b'chayev es chidushim." He says people should write their chidushim when they're alive, and he always would quote of Abela, because he had thousands of tshuvas, and the only thing we know about him is this thing about Hakel Hakadosh, first night. But then he writes in parenthesis, "Mika Esit Pisu Menu Sefer Hanal." So it's not as bad as the Chofetz Chaim thought it would be. That we don't have anything from Avila, one line in the Chayodim, even though he had thousands of tshuvas. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying, "You have the tshuvas, print them now. Don't wait."
What can we rely on the Kula?
So the Maisa, I would say to rely on it.
To rely on it.
Not to do with the Chathila, obviously.
Right.
You
shouldn't repeat.
You shouldn't repeat. I don't know how often. During the week we repeat. If you didn't say Hakel, right? Just the first time. Question is, could you ever rely on the Rav Yoh? Question is like an OCD person is always going. You know, could he? That's maybe something to think about if he's going to drive himself crazy and. You know, he's always so nervous, he's gonna. So, there's a concept, like Shechter pointed out, that they're following a Das Yochid, B'Shas Atchach, as Shechter pointed out, the postcum say. So, maybe if it's certain people that the only way they can get through Shmon Esrei, showing the Seres Yimei Teshuva, is to tell them just don't worry about it. You know, maybe there's something to say for that. I'm not paskening now, but I'm just saying that there is this sheet of the Rav Yoh. So, maybe. Maybe one could say, "Kedai the Rav Yoy," if it's a real shasakach, the guy's going crazy, that just tell him, whatever you do is good. You know, because the mice of the Rav Yoy holds it's okay. Something to think about. But this other shah was just specifically about the first night. And okay, so this is the topic. The reason I brought it in as a continuation is because Rabbi Van said, as we discussed last week, Rav Shachter pointed out the idea of sleeping with the judgment and things like that. So this is continuing with that. But it's a famous piece, so you should have the Makor. You should know this whole thing. The Rav Yoh people don't know about so much. The Rav Abel is more famous than the Rav Yoh. But the Rav Yoh said it. Okay, so this coming Shabbat, I'll have the Tashlich packets. We'll have a whole series of. I gave it at Stern College, but night. But that's the highlights, and we're going to learn the post scheme inside, etc. I spoke a little today about it, the Dreshing of Rishon. And then next Sunday is already Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Sunday after that, I'd like to do. Sukkos already. Then we'll have a Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. And then we're going to have that. Those that can come, I'm giving the 2:30 slot on the Monday before Yom Kippur. You might be in Israel, but those that are not in Israel, or if you're not in Rhode Island, or if you're around in the tri-state area, if you're not in Florida, or something like that, you come. I'm giving the. I think it's an important shiur. People don't know anything about it, about how to do tshuva. I tell you, no one asked me about how to do tshuva. They asked me about whether they could eat Cheerios during their Seder Simchat Tshuva, or they could eat Wheaties or something like that. But anything about actually doing tshuva, especially in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You know, how do you do tshuva, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? What are you supposed to do? People, that whole part is, I think, neglected. It's the most important part. You know, so I made a shiur for that. So that's for the Monday before Yom Kippur, Bez Hashem. The 2:30, so I give you the Minchas. They want to have this thing that they don't miss a second, whatever. So if you're around, you come to the 2:30. I have a packet of that. And then they asked me to give a Shabbos Shuva. That's Friday, the Chumash Shir, Friday morning. Also be on Shuva. Okay?